Newsroom employees at the Idaho Statesman announced plans Monday to form a union, the first in the paper's history. Troy Oppie has more.
All 16 non-supervising journalist employees at Idaho's largest daily signed a mission statement to form the Idaho News Guild. A group of supporters tried to hand-deliver the declaration to publisher Rusty Dodge yesterday morning.
Our publisher wasn't there. Actually, we had to give it to Melody, who's his executive assistant.
That's Ruth Brown, a Statesman reporter and Guild supporter.
We're asking for equal pay, simple things like mileage rates, notifications in the event of a layoff.
Talks about organizing began in December, following the footsteps of the Miami Herald Newsroom, another McClatchy publication, which made a similar move in October. The publisher did not voluntarily recognize that union.
Our publisher has 24 hours to acknowledge our union voluntarily. We don't anticipate that that will happen.
At that point, the group would declare its intentions with the National Labor Relations Board. The 16 eligible newsroom supporters would hold an official vote within 4 weeks.
People feel united in a way that they haven't in the past. People, I think, are eager to talk to McClatchy and have a voice in the decisions that are made.
McClatchy, which bought the Statesman as part of the Knight Ridder acquisition in 2006, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy February 13th. Idaho News Guild would be part of National Labor Organization News Guild CWA, which is one of 7 creditor entities overseeing McClatchy's bankruptcy restructuring. A McClatchy spokeswoman wrote in a statement the company was reviewing the request and would respond shortly. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.